Blog Talk Radio.
It's JP Bang.
Shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Bishop Yahweh Sapka, with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself. Co-host, you there? Co-host, are you there? I think we lost the co-host. So we're going to pause for station identification, and we're going to be right back. 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, I think we're back on. Co-host, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Kauf, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division, and my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Perpetual Crew Al-Haram.
And we're going to go ahead, we're going to jump right into the show. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Tonight's show is entitled How to Show Your Appreciation to God. We want to go ahead and say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel, starting off with the Holy God, Saint Comforter, Holy Apostle, and Shira Priest, Isaac. We want to say shalom. We want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, and Shira Priest, Ariyah, and Holy Apostle, and Shira Priest, Shar. We want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. We want to say shalom to the Comforter's 42 chief priests and the elect ladies in the nation. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to all the sisters of the nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, the children of our nation that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And once again, tonight's topic is how to show your appreciation to God. I want to start off with Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verse 1. And please read down each verse and just pause at each verse, please.
Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verse 1. There shall
not. I'm sorry, 35.
Okay, 35, verse 1. He that keepeth the law bringeth offerings enough. He that taketh heed to the commandment offereth a peace offering.
Again, if you take heed to the commandments, if you keep in the law, you will give offering. You will give offering. I apologize for all the noise and confusion in the background. I'm not sure what's going on in the studio, but I apologize for that. Come on.
Verse 2. He that requiteth a good turn offereth fine flour, and he that giveth alms sacrifices praise.
Again, when you give alms, when you give your offerings to God, you're like you're sending up sacrifices of praise. Again, the sacrifice is the praise. The sacrifice is the offering that you're giving. That's like you send up praises to God. Why? Because you're showing your appreciation to God for giving you what he gave you and for blessing you with an increase. Come on.
Verse 3, pleasing to the Lord, and to forsake unrighteousness is a propitiation.
Again, if you want to please God, and we all should be looking to please the Almighty God. It says you need to stop doing wickedness. You need to depart from wickedness. You need to leave wickedness alone. You need to give wickedness a bill of divorcement. And it says to forsake unrighteousness, meaning leave unrighteousness alone. Stop being unrighteous. Get right with God. That's how you win his favor. Come on.
Verse 4, thou shalt not appear empty before the Lord.
So again, appear before the Lord our God, whether it be during the Sabbath service, whether it be during one of the high holy days that are authorized or commanded by God to keep. We understand that we're supposed to bring an offering. Listen, there's a tradition amongst the so-called Negroes, that so-called African-American, the tribe of Judah, as well as, I believe, with the tribe of Benjamin, so-called West Indians and tribe of Levi, so-called Haitian, that if you are invited to someone's house for dinner, that you bring something with you, whether it be a bottle of wine, whether it be a dessert, a cake, whether it be a dish, you bring something with you. You don't go to someone's house empty-handed. How much more the house of God? You're going to go to the house of God and show up empty-handed with nothing to give to show your appreciation. Come on.
Verse 5. For all these things are to be done because of the commandment.
Again, we do these things because we're commandment keepers. We do these things because we want to please God. We want to show God our appreciation. And again, we're commandment keepers.
Verse 6. The offering of the righteous maketh the altar fat, and the sweet savor thereof is before the Most High.
Again, the offering of the righteous. Again, brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? Just don't give your offering. Make sure you also righteous. It says the offering of the righteous maketh the altar fat. See, all types of, when the law of sacrifice was in place, it was all types of meats and different sacrifices and on the altar. The altar was fat. You understand that? We no longer sacrifice animals because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. What blood of what animal could compare to the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And again, it says, and the sweet savior thereof is before the Most High. Again, when we did send up them sacrifices of the meat offering, it said the savior went all the way, the sweet smell went all the way up to the Most High's nose, his nostrils. He said, what are they down there doing? Come on.
Verse 7. The sacrifice of a just man is acceptable, and the memorial thereof shall never be forgotten.
You got to understand that when you give an offering God in these days and times, you know, we're living in some perilous times. We're living in a time where, you know, the people in power just don't give a damn. They want to pay you peanuts for your hard work. So you got to understand that when you do give, it's going to be a sacrifice. You understand that? When we gave our oxen and our sheep and our turtle doves and different things of that nature, those things affected us financially. Imagine you had to give up one of your whole healthy sheep without blemish. You know, that cost us a lot of money. So you got to understand, when you give an offering these days, it's going to be a sacrifice. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt your pocket. And the faith that you're supposed to have is that whatever you lack by giving your sacrifice, by giving your offering, whatever it is that you lack, you're supposed to understand that God's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you because you showed your appreciation to him. So why wouldn't God take care of you? And it says, and whatever you gave is going to be a memorial. The Lord ain't going to never forget about what you gave and how you gave. Come on.
Verse 8, give the Lord his honor with good eye, and diminish not the first fruits of thine hand.
Again, the first fruits of your hand is your increase. The first fruits of your hand is your increase. Don't diminish your increase. Always give your offering. Always give your tithes. Regardless of what the situation is, regardless of what you're dealing with, you always pay your tithes. Listen, don't you understand that the Lord is testing you? Slaki is excuse me in Hebrew. Excuse me, sir, I didn't pay my tithes because I had to pay my rent. That was a test. You use some of the money that you're supposed to pay God with to try to hold on to your housing. So where's your faith then? Excuse me, sir. I didn't pay my tithes because I had to pay my cell phone bill. You know, it's an order to have a cell phone bill. Listen, what about the Obama phone, which is free? You know what I'm saying? Your cell phone, your smartphone, your $1,000 smartphone that you spent too much money on anyway, because you want to look like you hip. spend $1,000 for a damn cell phone. Come on, man. So now that's down because you ain't paid the bill because you had to pay your tithes. So you supposed to adapt. You supposed to say, oh, let me activate the Obama phone so I can still communicate. Then when the Lord bless you because you showed your appreciation to him, when the Lord bless you and give you some more money, then go ahead and pay your cell phone bill. But you got to have faith, brothers and sisters, that as long as you show your appreciation to the Lord, he's going to take care of you. And guess what? If you happen to lose that home because you paid your tithes and you didn't have enough for your rent or whatever, then guess what? You're supposed to have faith that the Lord's going to give you another home. Maybe he wants you to live somewhere else. You understand that? Come on.
Verse 9. In all your gifts, shew a cheerful countenance and dedicate thy tithes with gladness.
Let me go back up to verse 8, because it says, give the Lord his honor. You know what I'm saying? Give the Lord his honor. The Lord gave to you, and guess what? You're supposed to give back to the Lord. It says, give the Lord his honor with a good eye. Don't be looking all crazy. You know what I mean? Don't be tearing your face all up. Why we got to give offerings? We're always giving offerings. Listen, in the past, it was all types of offerings. Wave offering, sheaf offering, heave offering, wine offering. You know what I'm saying? It was all types of offerings. We pretty much got it good. And remember, brothers and sisters, these offerings are not only they helping out the poor of our nation, they keeping operations running. They keeping the churches throughout the country open. You understand that? Whole departments and operations are running off of these offerings. We're a nation. Even though we're called the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, we're a nation. In order to run a nation, it takes money. It takes money, brothers and sisters. Read that verse again. Verse 9, please.
In all thy gifts, show a cheerful countenance and dedicate thy tithes with gladness.
Again, when you give your offerings, you're supposed to be happy about it. You have some people that don't have offerings to give. Why don't they have offers to give? Because they don't have work. They don't have employment. They can't find work. They're watching everybody else give offerings, and they can't give offerings. How do you think they feel? And here it is. You got the money to give, and you got an attitude. Your face all frowned up. You out the spirit, brothers and sisters. You out the spirit. Again, you're supposed to be happy for the fact that God is blessing you. You understand that? And when you give your tithes, do it with gladness. Praise the Lord our God that you got something to give. Come on.
Verse 10. Give unto the Most High according as he has enriched thee, and as thou hast gotten, give with a cheerful eye.
You see that? Give unto the Most High according as he hath enriched thee. God is the one that gave you that increase. And as thou hast gotten from God, give with a cheerful eye. So to give with a cheerful eye, brothers and sisters. The Bible is going to give you some wisdom on how God blesses you in the next verse. Come on.
Verse 11. For the Lord recompenses and will give thee seven times as much.
See the wisdom that the Bible says. It says the Lord is going to recompense you out of pain you and. But who does the Lord going to take you back? It says seven times as much. So here it is. The next thing is, you don't want to have that exchange with God? Now listen. I'd love to have that exchange with God. I give God something, he gives back to me seven times. I want to give him more, he gives back to me seven times. Man, listen, we play that game all lifetime.
Yeah, it's like talking about what? Where you always ask for? Where you always ask for money?
Listen, a couple things the Bible says about money.
Hold what you got, and let's get. Your First Chronicles.
Chapter 29, verse 12.
You want me to read it?
Yes, and then Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19.
Okay. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12. Both riches and honor come up of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all.
Again. It says, both riches and honor come of thee. Come of who? Come of God. It says, and thou reignest over all. God reigns over all. He's in charge over everybody. He's the one that's over everybody. It says, and his hand is power and might. And in his hand is to make great and to give strength. Again, everything is of God. It's nothing, it's nothing to make you rich. But again, just like the Holy God said, come, the Holy Apostle Church, peace, how does that get brought out? The fact that God is not making you rich is actually helping a lot of us. Because we all know how we act a fool when we get a whole lot of money. We get a whole lot of money in our hands, and we start spending it like it's burning a hole in our pocket. How do you do this? I need that. I need this. I need that. Like, brother, what's that you got? Oh, this the phone with the diamond bezels all around it. Brother, what you need a phone with diamonds on it for? I'm just saying, when it hit my ear, it make my ear feel real good. Man, you tripping, man. You tripping. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. Engineers wrapping this up.
10 and 19?
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. Yeah.
Okay. A feast is made for laughter, and why make it merry? For money answereth all things.
It says money does what?
Answereth all things.
Again, money answer all things. Money answer all problems. Money answer all bills. Can't do nothing without money in this world. Until we get into our kingdom, we need money. And make sure when you get your increase of your money, you show your appreciation to God by paying your tithes and offerings. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's show, brothers and sisters. Say God bless you, shalom, and good night. And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com, hosted by the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon, Division.
Thank you. It's J.P. Bank.